Well, hello, and let's get this show rolling. Like the song says, let's get it started. My name is Michael Mullis, and we're going to do what we always do on this show and talk about the exciting life of mortgages. That's right, I come from a company called Mortgage Teacher, and that's exactly what we're going to do on this show, teach you ways to save you interest. And let's be honest, we are flying into 2024, already into February, and I got to tell you, there's been a lot of news already and a lot of pressure. Pressure is the key word here. A lot of pressure to, are there interest rates coming down? Well, that's what we're going to talk about on today's show. Where the opportunity lies in the summer of 2024, what has been going on lately in mortgages, and of course, what you can watch for and what you can expect. Like we said, there's a lot of opportunity here in London and surrounding area. We do brokering all across Canada, and I have to admit, you know, still down here in London, I almost get made fun of because we still have duplexes that are $450,000 or $550,000, where if we start going up the highway in Hamilton, that duplex might be going for $800,000. So here in London, we still have some movement. You can see on the real estate sales, you know, houses are still fairly affordable compared to up the highway. Don't get me wrong. If you grew up here, you're going to see a house that you saw for $300,000 and now it's worth $800,000. I get it. Everything is increased, and that's the tough part. And that's what we're going to talk about on today's show. So one thing I want to do, and I always do on this show, is we have to identify the difference of the news. Okay, folks? So even when I'm on here talking about a show, here's what I have to explain. When you hear mortgage rates are going up, mortgage rates are going down, or Bank of Canada has a meeting next week, you know, that's coming up in March. If they have any talk about Bank of Canada, that is attached to your variable rate mortgage and a line of credit, possibly a HELOC, an all-in-one. There are a lot of those that a lot of people had a mortgage and maybe a small portion, but maybe you want to take $100,000 out or for a renovation, or you took money out to give to a family member. We've seen that with, you know, kids getting married or kids going to school. So I have a lot of people calling in saying, okay, here's my mortgage. I only owe about $80,000, but here's the line of credit I took out. Oh, no, that's different. No, it's not, folks. That is still registered as a mortgage. It's leaned against your house. And the only problem with that, well, let's be honest, that interest rate is somewhere between 9 and 11%. So that isn't such a good deal anymore. And that's what we want to watch out for. A lot of people are getting short-term money, or they think it is. And next thing you know, they're paying a lot of interest over a long period of time. And remember, folks, lines of credit are compounded monthly. So not only is it a higher interest rate, that interest is building up 12 times a year on you. Okay, so that's what you want to watch for. Now, where the opportunity lies, and this is where we see coming up here in 2024. So tune in because this is where the opportunity lies. Purchases. Right now, many real estate agents claim that it's a buyer's market. What is a buyer's market, folks? It means that you might see a house listed and it stays listed for long. It's not selling that quick. Is it because of interest rates that's holding people back? Maybe, but we're going to talk about that here in a minute. So number one, opportunity. There are houses for sale that are willing to drop the price. We've seen house prices drop. We've seen prices, you know, maybe only 10% or so. But if it's been listed for 1 month or 2 months, I see clients going in with, you know, I saw one listed for 640, and I think they're coming to an agreement of about 610,000. Okay, so that's what I see. There is an opportunity where just 2 years ago, 3 years ago, guys, remember that 60 offers on one house, even six offers on one house is more than one. So that's the difficult part. So the good news is, if you're out as a first-time home buyer, if you're out to buy because you want to get an investment property, there is an opportunity right now for you before the market gets flooded with more inventory. So there is an opportunity to buy a place. If you like it, you might get a better deal on it because the competition is not stepping up. Now, as for interest rates, okay, the media, me, the news, the posts, even the feds have been all over what we call Bank of Canada, and that is at 7.2%. That is the prime rate. That is your variable rate mortgage, okay? Now, if you get a discount, for example, prime minus 0.25, That would leave you at a 6.95 interest rate. Now, folks, let's go back in history a little bit and relate here. Because technically speaking, I mean, variable is only about 20 or 30 years old as far as people taking it. All through my history, I remember people taking five-year fixed. Just to compare an apple to an apple, folks, the five-year fix is now all the way down to about 5.5%. Some are even just pushing the 5% mark, maybe a 4.99. Now, this may depend if you're insurable or not. That's another story. That's the CMHC talk. Okay. But for the most part, five-year fix are now well below 6%, heading down to 5.5% and even lower. Okay. So let's get this straight. Let's think back in history. How many times, when you think back, has variable been lower than fixed? That's right. Usually you take the variable, it's a little cheaper, but there's risk. It goes up and it goes down. Okay, that's a variable. Right now, variable is as high as 7.2, 6.8%. That's how high a variable is. There's some you can get prime minus 0.7, prime minus 0.8. So that might leave you at, 6.4 today. But compare that to 5.5. Why is prime so much higher than the fixed market? Now, folks, here's what I want to identify. When we're talking Bank of Canada, are they going to lower the rates? Are they upping the rates? For example, 2022. Oh, geez. We were very busy on the station because they moved rates up in July. They moved them up in August. They moved them up in September. Rates were going up, up, up. Those rates were variable rates. Okay, lines of credit, all of those floating rates went up. Fixed rates, folks, go with the bond market. So I've said it before on the show. If you want to Google search Canada 5-year bond yield, you will see Market Watch, maybe investing.com, different websites that will show you a graph you can click on and play around. Look back at history, the last 10 years, look at the last 5 years, look at the last 5 months. Where the bonds have been going up and down. So fixed rates are actually coming down enough that it could be a perfect time right now. Because if rates are still going to come down this summer, here's a tip. Maybe you want to go buy a place, but you think the rates might be lower. Pick a closing date, 90 days out, 60 days out. Pick a later closing date. So hopefully the rates go down from now to then. Because as you know, even if you contact with Mortgage Teacher, not to sell us, but let's be honest, I'm on here talking about us. The good thing is, at Mortgage Teacher, we can take your rate and hold you at multiple different banks. And we can hedge your rate, hold your rate, for 120 days. So that's for 4 whole months. You get to hold the rate. So pick a closing date, 4 months out, in hopes that the rate goes down, down, down. If the rates go up, not to worry. We've locked you in. They don't go up anymore. So this is where an opportunity lies. If you're buying a place, maybe try to extend the closing and get a little bit lower rate in time. Doesn't really cost you anything. So why not? Okay, so that's as far as the opportunity lies with there's chances to purchase right now. In fact, if rates start going down and everyone out there knows, or for example, this show does really well and all of London and surrounding area start to hear that rates are coming down, we might see house prices start to go up a little bit. Perhaps that's the fear they have. Wow, time has flown by. In case you've been listening to this show, I want to tune in. If you just tuned in, I just want to announce, my name is Michael Mullis. Please look us up at mortgageteacher.com. Google search Mortgage Teacher. Read the reviews. Read how we're helping out London, surrounding area. We've been doing it over, I don't want to admit this, 23 years. We've been helping people save thousands, and you want to know what? Really proud of that on this show. So feel free to look us up, and we'll be right back after this news break. Well, all right, here we go again. My name is Michael Mullis, president of Mortgage Teacher, and thanks for still sticking with me. If you're just tuning in and you missed the first half of the show, well, we're doing what we always do and talking about the exciting life of mortgages. It's quite interesting. Oh my God, the puns are too much. So what we were talking about before is London and surrounding area. We have some pretty different opportunities here. And a lot of people are asking, where are rates going and where are they now? So at the beginning of the show, we pointed out two pretty big opportunities. For one, believe it or not, purchasing. Many realtors claim it's a buyer's market, which means a house might stay listed for 4 weeks, 6 weeks, 8 weeks, and you can negotiate and bring the price down a little bit. With that being said, I think what's been holding people back from buying are the interest rates. Like I discussed earlier, prime rate, which is variable, which to be honest with you is, which has been all over the news the last couple of years, is all the way up at 7.2%. So if you start hearing some mortgage rates, they don't sound very attractive. What's interesting is the bond market has came down substantially the last, what, say 2 months since Christmas. And what has gone down is the five-year fix has come down. The three-year fixed is reasonable. So they're, you know, in the mid to low 5%. So guys, that's reasonable. We can't be too selfish. Are we going to see 2%, 1%? Highly unlikely. They're not going to let it get there very fast because look what happens to house prices. I don't know if you bought a house in 21, 22, but it was not fun if you did. And I feel for you if you did because, and congratulations if you did actually, because you probably beat out about 61 other offers. It was that crazy, folks. Almost not fun. Business is great coming in the door, but when it's that crazy, it's almost not fun. We'd like to see balance here. As you know, here in London and surrounding area, we have always been a good steady eddy. Things typically increase because, you know, we're down the highway. And one good thing, and I've mentioned on here, when markets are going to hurt, we can kind of see it in the future because Toronto market starts to slow down because people leave Toronto and start to move to Kitchener or Hamilton down the highway. If Kitchener houses and Hamilton markets, they slow down tremendously. Well, that's because people are starting to afford and come down the highway towards London. And we've seen that. We've seen that with interest rates going up, we call it the drive to qualify. I've had people here in London that couldn't really afford to buy in London, and now they're living in Chatham because you could get more for less, per se. They can qualify, and it makes sense. A lot of people are being able to work from home so they can get away with it compared to, you know, 10 or 20 years ago. So that's the differences we've seen. So there is, if you're a first-time home buyer, if you're looking to get that investment property, maybe a bit of both, maybe you're looking to buy a duplex and live in half and live for very cheap compared to many people nowadays, okay? Because the rent next door is paying for your mortgage. These are the strategies that are still big opportunities. Now, outside of that, not many people have been borrowing money lately. And here's what I mean. Maybe you have that project around the house, like finishing a basement, or something that's very popular right now is building granny suites, building a room downstairs with a different access that people can rent, maybe rent out a basement apartment. This is the stuff that even the government is promoting. There's cash rebates on, you know, upgrading your home as far as windows, or we've heard heat pump commercials, or, you know, gas furnaces, whatever it may be. There's possibilities to get some rebates too with making your house, you know, a little smarter, a little more efficient. So there are some opportunities here that if you spend the money, you can get the money back in multiple ways. For example, if you spend the money and finish the basement, there's a high chance that your house value could go up. Now, here's what we could see in 2024. We know this Bank of Canada, that's what's holding a lot of people back, keeping rates up as 7.2%. Now, a lot of people have different opinions. Well, no, they don't, to be honest with you. I feel everyone feels that the rates are too high as far as prime rate and the Bank of Canada rate. And there's a lot of pressure from economists, from bank presidents, you know, putting notices out saying we need to bring this rate down. Things are slowing down. Is there a recession? Ooh, the R word. Well, folks, that's only about, you know, 6 months of downturn. And to be honest with you, I feel we've gone through it. So are we going to see some layoffs in that coming up? Well, we know Bell Canada just made a large announcement. Okay, Bell, let's talk. That kind of hurt. But the truth is, we might see rates start to come down. That's when the good things start happening. If we start to feel pressure in the country, which we do, it's expensive. It's tough for us to buy food, get gas, do the normal things we do. I know vacations haven't been as busy as normal. I can tell this winter. I mean, it kind of helps that this winter is what it is this year, because it's not too bad of snow. So we don't really have the drive to get down south. Not to mention, if you're, you know, a snowbird and you want to get down to Florida, it hasn't been that warm down there. So it's a little bit of a different year. People aren't traveling for multiple reasons. Maybe it's the weather, maybe it's the cost, but I think we're just seeing a lot of people stay still. So now coming into 2024, I can already see people getting ready, putting money into the backyard or starting to freshen up, because it's been a few years that if you're going to go borrow on a line of credit, You know, that 7 to 11% rate doesn't look very attractive, but now people are considering getting it done. Not to mention, say you were going to get a renovation done, that renovation might be more expensive now. Some costs have gone up, or perhaps your tradesman is busier than they were, or they're not busy now, and now is the time to book them. That's another thing. A couple years ago, we had people on waiting lists for an hour and a half to get a, or an hour and a half, sorry, for a year and a half to get a renovation done. So there's been a lineup. So all the busyness is slowing down, and now is the chance to get things done. And you're right on the edge of interest rates coming down. The next meeting, I believe, is on Wednesday, March 6th. If I have to look at that to make sure I'm right, let me just give me a sec. Yes, Wednesday, March 6th at 10 a.m., Bank of Canada meets. Now, let's talk about this a little bit, because they've all talked about how they want to keep the rates high, because they're afraid that if they bring them down too quick, that the real estate prices are going to increase. And I can see that too. I can see the real estate market picking up. It feels like there's a lot of people on standby. Maybe it's somebody waiting to freshen up the house to sell it. Maybe it's someone waiting for the rates to come down before they buy another place. Could be multiple reasons. Maybe somebody's waiting for more inventory because their type of house isn't listed right now. So these are the things we see a lot of people just barely on the brink. And I think 2024, that's where we're going to see that pop out. Now, as far as the interest rates and when can we expect them to come down and how much, let's be honest, that's the number one question I'm getting. Now, what's interesting, like I said before, the fixed rates have settled down to 5%. And if we go look at the last 30 years in mortgages, 5% is probably an average, just above average, because we've had some low rates over the years. But ask any parent, sibling, whatever it may be, grandparent. Well, if you ask a grandparent, you know your answer. 5% is not a bad interest rate. That's not that bad. It's respectful. So now that they're settling down, the opportunity could lie. Now, here's the biggest opportunity, and here's where I want to finish the show off. Because if this is the number one important thing, mortgage renewals. We're doing it so wrong, folks. You got to be careful with your current bank. With current renewals, if you're due in 2024, I have an amazing tip for you. Or if you know someone that mortgage is coming due in 2024, have them contact me directly. I will talk to them myself. Why? You need to hold the Bank of Canada rate 4 months before your renewal comes up. Here's why. Your current bank offers you a rate window of the last 30 days. So whatever the rates were in the last 30 days is what offer you can get. And usually it's not the best offer. Where if you look at that five-year chart I told you, Canada, five-year bond, Google that and take a look at the chart, you'll see dips. They'll go down to, you know, 4% and back up. Maybe just for a couple of days. These are opportunities that we at Mortgage Teacher can hold your rate for you. So when you do come up for renewal, say, for example, you know, July 4th, 2024, you're up for renewal with TD Bank. We have already got you at other banks, Scotia and wherever it may be. Sorry to name some, but I deal with them all. I don't really care. So I can hold you at all multiple different banks. So now when you come up for renewal, you have choices, folks. The same as when you go to buy a house, you get pre-approved, you hold your rate for 120 days and you decide the best product that's for you. That's what you deserve with your renewal. Don't just talk to your current bank. Think about it, folks. You want an unbiased opinion. You do not want a salesman. And to be honest with you, anyone that works at your bank is only probably teaching you what their bank has. We're at Mortgage Teacher, hence the word. We want to teach you the difference of all the banks. And not to mention how to get the cheapest at the bank. That's our trick. And that's on efficiency, folks. You think your employment is understaffed. What do you think the banks are like? Right. They don't have much manpower. So they have to work smarter and not harder. And that's where Mortgage Teacher comes in. And I always kind of laugh about the evolution of banking. Because when you think about it, the 90s, like we used to go into our branch to get a car loan. You don't anymore. You go into a dealership, they lay out five loans and you picked one at Bank of Montreal and you bank at TD. You don't care. It's a payment coming out. Mortgages have become that same way. And it's almost like wholesale versus retail. And we can help get you the discount, be efficient, even get you, you know, a lower rate at close, such things. Oh, wow. Time flew by. Well, that's the end of today's program. Please give us a shout, 989-2991. Look up Mortgage Teacher. If you know someone interested in a mortgage, my name is Michael. Have them go through mortgageteacher.com. Just Google Mortgage Teacher and read how we're making a difference. Very happy to help, folks. Have yourself a great time, and we'll be talking soon. Signing off.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink. All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone, like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.